might be the same one I have. Mine's a, I believe mine's a, it's either a 5,000 or it's a 5,500. Which, I don't know what the surge is, 6,000, 7,000, somewhere in there. Ran the house with it already a couple times, and it just sits there and runs the whole damn house. My younger brother's an electrician, and he rigged up some stuff outside the house going to the breaker box, and you just plug the suicide cord, the generator into it, and you flip a lever, and it disconnects the mains from, you know, you can do everything outside. And that generator, man, we ran it, we had to run it all night one night, a couple months ago. And it runs fine, man. Kept the oil in it and didn't, you know, after we got done running, I checked the oil in it and everything was still full. And it's from the 80s. If you look at a Briggs & Stratton engine, if you look at the numbers, there's a model, type, and code. It's always stamped on the starter or something. The first two numbers of the code is the year the engine was made. And usually, if it's the original engine, then it's the year that the generator is, too. They're